This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Paul and Tass. We are going to talk about something that's occurring tomorrow, which is on Ida Hobbit Day, actually. And I didn't know this till just very recently, but Ida Hobbit Day is a really interesting day. Do you know why it's celebrated tomorrow, Paul?
I don't, Tass. Tell me.
Okay. Well, this is really... I didn't know this till very recently. It's because in 1990... the Australian Psychiatrists Association deemed that homosexuality was no longer a mental illness.
Oh, how fantastic.
So that's the day on which Ida Hobbit Day, we use that to celebrate and the diverse community who we are. Anyway,
isn't it a shame it's taken that long to recognise that?
1990.
Blimey.
Crazy. 1990. And it's even more recent that they actually did a similar thing with trans people. But there's still a long way to go from what I can understand. Anyway,
we're going to move along. Next?
The reason why I raise that is because even though tomorrow's Ida Hobbit Day, we also have another annual event on tomorrow, and that is the memorial, the Candlelight Vigil Memorial for HIV/AIDS. And to speak with us about that, we have our next guest.
David O'Keefe.
David O'Keefe. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, guys. Nice to chat to you this morning.
Yeah, look, great to have you on the airwaves, and thank you for coming in last minute. We had lined up Brent Gay, but unfortunately he's not available this morning. So thank you for filling in his shoes very, very quickly. Now, you both work in the same place, I believe. You work as the Speaker's Bureau Coordinator, I understand. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. So I've been in the position since late last year, and Benton, who's not the best, is the communications officer at Living Positive Victoria.
And you took over from Max Niggle, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. So Max, you know, set off into the sunset and retired after many years at Living Positive Victoria, where he did an outstanding job there as the Positive Speakers Bureau Coordinator.
Fantastic. So tomorrow is the Candlelight Memorial, and this will be on at 5 p.m. This time you're doing it differently. You're actually going to live stream the event. Tell us about why you're doing that.
Well, the big concern we've had is, well, with most of us now working from home or working remotely, and for most people here in Victoria, any sort of public event is now effectively over because of government regulations around people meeting in a public venue. So we've done something quite different, quite unique, I think, and having a live streamed event. So this enables people, not just here in Melbourne, because over the years it's always been a very Melbourne-based event, a public event where people come along to a public area and acknowledge and remember those who they have lost through to HIV/AIDS, but also those still living with us with HIV. So we decided to do something a bit different whereby people can basically engage from across Australia, or not just Victoria, even the world if they wish, and by having a live stream event that they can access over their computer.
Fantastic. So tell us what you've got lined up.
Well, we are very fortunate to have the support of many wonderful people. We've got Nick Hollis from the Institute of Many, who is emceeing the event.
Oh, yes, we've had Nick on the airwaves here before.
Yeah, lovely guy. Then we have Dr. Jen Parr from La Trobe University, Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society. She is the keynote speaker and will be giving a bit of background information about the importance of research in this day and age around issues of, say, HIV, especially the Futures Project that has been running now for 20-odd years, and the next edition will be the 10th version of the Futures Study that looks around the impact of HIV on people's health and well-being. And then we have two positive speakers as well. We have Julian and Sarah, who will be giving their perspective on the importance of the event. So, and also what HIV means to them as a person living with HIV and how they've managed their life with living with HIV. But also we have some beautiful music provided by the Low Res Choir as well. So it's a really nicely packaged event that will run for about 45 minutes that people can engage with through YouTube or Facebook.
Yeah, amazing. Sounds amazing. David, tell us, why are you holding the event tomorrow on IDAHOPPER Day?
Well, the actual event predates IDAHOPPER Day.
So of course.
So this has been running for, internationally for 37 years. And within the Victorian context, this is the 35th anniversary. So back in 1985, and many of your listeners would know perhaps Phil Carswell and Tom Carter.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, so back then, 1985, they stood out in what is now Federation Square.
Yes.
A candle in the cold and in the rain to remember those who they had known and who had passed away because of AIDS.
Now, are you saying that they kicked off a global movement?
No, well, they probably kicked off the Australian or the Victorian movement.
Right.
Because it had been happening in, say, the States and the UK prior to this. But, this was probably one of the first events here within the Australian context. And these two guys were standing out on a platform. Basically, what it was, the old, somebody told me, Platform 14, the Flinders Street Station area. But for those old enough to remember what Federation Square used to look like or what it was prior to the redevelopment. And they stood there one cold, wet evening with a candle to acknowledge and remember those individuals.
I don't think I was at the first one, but I certainly attended many of those vigils. Mm-hmm. Often it was cold, often it was wet. And sometimes we marched and sometimes we didn't. Sometimes we just gathered. But there was one that I recall where we marched from the National Gallery to the then City Square, which was on the corner of Collins and Swanson Street.
Yeah.
And that was probably the largest one that I ever went to. There were thousands of people. It was very somber and a very moving and a very emotional event.
Yeah. Well, those events got up to like 20,000 at one stage.
Wow, that might have been the one, actually.
Probably the one you were at, yeah. Since treatments have become much more effective in the mid-90s, and there's not as many, fortunately, people dying from AIDS, we've kind of seen that kind of number drop off, but we still hold that event every year, and we have several hundred people go to the event. But because now of COVID-19, we've had to be a bit more kind of creative in how we approach this.
So tell our listeners how they can actually participate.
Okay, probably the easiest thing to do is to go online. So if they've got an internet connection through the mobile phone or the computer or laptop or the tablet, if they can go to our website, livingpositivevictoria.org.au, or do a search on YouTube for Living Positive Victoria, they'll find the link to the event. And all they need to do then is just kind of tap on that page, and they will be brought to those pages where they can watch the event.
Okay, so you don't need to register or RSVP or anything like that?
No, we had asked people to do so, so they would get the link early on, but now we've kind of opened it up. So it was just more to make sure those who wanted to be informed early on, they would be sent the link. But given it tomorrow, no, we're not asking people to register now. It's a bit late for us to be sending out multiple emails to people. But they can just access that online, and also they can actually leave a little comment and perhaps say remembering somebody who was close to them, whether it was a family member or a loved one, or a friend who has passed away, if they wish.
So there's a real capacity to participate, not just observe, but also participate.
Yes, most definitely. And that's really important.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it just amazing how technology has allowed us to do this?
Yeah, and especially for those people who live in, say, rural or regional centres like Bendigo or Ballarat or Warrnambool or wherever the case may be across the state, which have not been involved. Or, you know, it's a long way to come into the city for like an hour and a half event. They can now become much more engaged with this event.
David, good luck with tomorrow's event. I hope you get a massive response. I'll be tuning in. I look forward to that very much. Thank you for your time. Thank you for briefing us on this. This is an annual event. I know that last year both Macca and I did attend. I think it might have been on South Bank, actually. Was it last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there.
It was at Federation Square.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, Federation Square. Yeah, that corridor area.
That's right. David, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Get out there because it's sunny and lovely.
Yes.
And no doubt we'll see you on, you know, the whatever it's called, the virtual gathering.
Live streams event, yeah.
Good on you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.